ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Mel Herbert here from the 100% solar-powered solar studios here in Los Angeles, California. It is after lunch, and I did drink a lot of Diet Coke, so I'm a little bit excited. But I'm mostly excited about getting back on the back passage thing. I started this idea of back passage a couple of years ago, which was I want to tell the stories of how we put this show together and how it all just like gels. And some of the people that put it together, the clinicians, the non-clinicians, the whole sort of backstory, the back passage, as it were. But I keep getting really busy, and then also, frankly, I keep getting very insecure. I'll put one of these together, and then I'll go, nobody cares. Nobody wants to know about that stuff. But then I've been really encouraged lately because I've taken some of those that I never sent out, sent them to a few friends, and they're like, no, this is pretty good. If you're into MRAP, you'll listen, and if you're not, you'll just turn it off. So what's the big deal, dude? Just send it out. So I'm going to do that from now on. I'm going to make these and send them out. So the big news on MRAP is the big expansion. So we did an MRAP live, and we love doing those things from the studio here where we do a live video stream and we interact and we do some fun visual stuff. Thousands of people watch those things. It's been great. And we've also sent out sort of newsletters and some tweets about, you know, all of the new things that are coming to MRAP. And again, we've had some fantastic response to that. But I realize that a lot of you listen to MRAP because of your audiophiles, and we haven't done anything specifically in audio format. So let me tell you, in case you haven't heard, what's going on. And the story kind of goes like this. I started MRAP in 2001, and it was this little thing, and it was on tapes, and I did it all myself. And over the years, we've expanded and expanded and improved and got better speakers and sound design and made it better and better. And about 10 years ago, when Google Docs first started, can you believe that? About 10 years ago when Google Docs first started, I wrote a Google Doc that was my vision for where I thought MRAP should be going. And my vision back then was that it should be, you know, great quality education, but it should include education from a student all the way to the end of your career, from cradle to grave, as it were. But more than that, it should also include stuff like literature updates. And we started adding, first of all, Paper Chase, and now we have EMA, that incredible thing that I grew up with, is now part of MRAP. And then on that doc, we talked about, well, we should have some sort of fundamentals, some stuff where we can get people up to speed who don't really know how to look after a sore throat or a heart attack or whatever it is, because so much of MRAP is like the cutting edge, what's new, what's sexy. And so we created C3, and now that's up and running. And frankly, it's like the most popular part. Also, 10 years ago, I was doing this thing called MRAP TV, which were really terrible, frankly. Videos that I made on lots of different topics, on EKGs, on procedures, on that kind of visual stuff as a supplement to the audio program. And that sort of went away because, you know, I got busy again. But now we have MRAP HD and we have Jess Mason putting it together. And I do some stuff on there as well. But now we have these beautiful visuals. Particularly, we have things like procedures, short to the point procedures, and we have EKG stuff, and we have radiology and this other stuff. So all this sort of came together. But on that doc, there was actually way more than that. On that doc, it says that we should think about doing a board review course specifically made for audio. It would also have visual portions in sort of video where needed, but in audio. And so that's one of the things that we're about to add 10 years later. So Crunch Time is the MRAP board review course, and it's going to be on the shelves, as it were, on the interwebs, starting July 1st. And as part of that, we're going to have a Crunch Time question set, Crunchy Qs. So for those of you that are sitting in service or sitting your boards for the first time or recerting, then you'll have everything you need from MRAP. You can just go and use that. So maybe most of the time you're not going to use it, but then you're going to like, hey, I need to get prepared for one of these exams. Shall I go and buy a $8 or $9 or $1,000 course? Or shall I just have it here in MRAP? Well, now you shall just have it here in MRAP and in a format that is sort of in the MRAP style. We're super excited about that because maybe I buried the lead here. We're doing all of this stuff and we're not increasing the price. Because as part of that idea I had was that this should become like software as a service. MRAP should be everything you need that you can possibly do online. We should offer for one price as part of your subscription and not try and sell you 4 or 5 different products, but just give you one really great product. And frankly, the reason to do that is that you wouldn't ever leave. We'd give you so much value and so much quality. Why would you get anything else? And that's sort of the idea. Let's just make this so good that our incredible customers, many of who've been with us from the beginning and some from just last week, just love this and have no reason to go anywhere else. So another thing, LLSA had just started, or it was at least, there was the thought of it. No, I think it had started. And another one of the things I thought, well, we could do that. We could do a little LLSA prep so that people could just go do the test without having to spend the many, many hours it requires to read all those articles. I've been doing them a lot lately. I've got a bit behind. And the exam, the ABM exam with LLSA, some of them are pretty hard. So we've created LLSA reviews for you. Again, in our same style, fast, punchy, to the point. You know, really help me out with the pearls that AVM wants me to know so that I can go sit that exam and then get on with my life, because there's so much else to do. And then we also get, and this is sort of not something that was necessarily in my head, although I had a thing like we should have urgent care for sure, and that's what we're going to do a lot more of. But then I've just realized in the last few years that there's this whole group of docs out there that do emergency care and do a lot of other stuff, and they get MRAP, but they also wanted a primary care thing, because these are the people like Vanessa Carty that go into very remote areas and they're working in the emergency department one day, and then they're upstairs seeing those same patients in the inpatient service. Then they're going to run dialysis. And then they're going over to deliver babies, and they have this remarkable, terrifying job of having to do everything. Much of the time, they're boarded in family medicine, because it turns out that in a lot of these places, they won't hire anybody but family medicine, because they have to do such a broad thing. They have to run clinics and they have to work in the ER. And these clinicians are desperate for emergency medicine information, but they also really want and need other stuff as well, in primary care in particular. So in the second half of the year, we're adding that to the program. It's a full program in itself. It's going to be like 4 hours a month, and it's going to cover articles in primary care and stuff you need to know to work in a clinic. And it's going to cover, you know, cutting edge stuff. And there's going to be a whole bunch of urgent care stuff in there as well. And international care, like you're working in Africa and in Tanzania or in Kenya, where I've been, you know, we're going to cover all of that stuff, and not just the medicine, but also the touchy-feely, like this is a tough job, just like we do in MRAP. And again, the idea here is that's a whole separate thing. You could go sell that thing for $400 or $500. We're not going to do that. We're just going to make it part of the program. And actually, we're also adding a nonprofit. We actually support a lot of programs, both here in the United States locally, but also internationally. And clinicians, we bring them here, we help train them, we help residencies across the world. We're going to do more of that. We're going to do a huge expansion of MRAP, and it's called MRAP Go, and we'll tell you more about it in the second half of the year. But see, the concept now we've really laid down, which is let's give people everything they could possibly need and more and put it on one place. Now, one of the big challenges there, though, is that you've got to make sure that people can get what they need and not be overwhelmed by all the other stuff. And we're really working hard with our technology team so that you can get what you want. You'll always be able to just get MRAP if that's what you want. And you'll also just be able to get EMA if that's what you want. And if you need a board review course, boom, there it is. And if you need LLSA this month, dang, boom, there it is. And if you're one of these people who needs to know some primary care, boom, there it is. Urgent care, done. And there's even more coming. And we'll tell you more about it as the year progresses. But I want you to know that I understand that this is a lot of stuff, but we're going to work really hard so that you can just pick and choose the stuff you want. Customizable, but also heuristically very easy to find on the website so that you don't feel overwhelmed by it. And again, the idea here is your job is really hard. Your job requires that you have to spend a lot of money staying up to date professionally in terms of just your CME and what you have to do for ABM and to get certified and recertified and all the stuff. And we're big enough now. We're a little sort of mom and pop operation, a physician run little family business. And we're big enough and we don't need to nickel and dime. We can just say, look, one price, and we put a lot of money back into the development of this new stuff because we want you for life. We really do. We want to have great support, great content, keep adding content, and create a place where you can get everything you need in one place and just be sort of comfortable with that, happy with that. And we're also sort of announced that we're going to ACIP because we used to run a big conference and then we didn't do that anymore. And although the MRAP Live, the live streaming stuff we do, really helps with interacting with people, we thought this year, let's try out doing live conference again and let's do it at ACIP, where so many people go anyway, where many of our faculty go anyway. So we're going to do that this year. So when ACIP goes live with their registration, you can choose the MRAP conference within a conference. We're going to put on a one-day MRAP-like conference within ACIP, and you can come for the day. And we'll see how that goes, and maybe we'll do it every year at ACIP. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll do our own conference again. Everything is on the table now. Because for a variety of sort of business reasons, frankly, not the best things that I've done, I really constrained what I was able to do on MRAP for a number of years. But those constraints are off, and so I really am so excited to be able to get MRAP, what I consider, back on track to be this one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, obviously, you can go get other stuff, but I really want to make it so compelling and the price of it so good that in comparison to how you could possibly do that by buying it all separately, there would just be no competition, that you just have to get MRAP. And it's, of course, selfish because we want you. This is a business and it helps pay the bills and we have lots of people that work for us, but we wanted to make a great business. And so we want to make it totally worthwhile to you because we're docs and we're nurses and we're non-clinicians that believe that emergency medicine and those emergency medicine sort of specialties around it, like rural medicine, are fundamentally important to the healthcare of people all over the world, not just in the States, but all over the world. And we have this mission to provide some of that education and some of that support, frankly, for you to do what you do. So I'm rambling on a little bit here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, but that's the story currently, if you've missed it. All this stuff, well, a lot of this stuff is coming July 1st. Some of it's already up on the website. You can go check out sort of a little section of the board review. There's the full LLSA of 2017 up there. We're going to follow it up with 2016 and 2018. You're going to get that by July 1st. And then the primary care, rural care medicine series will start in the second half of the year. And then our nonprofit is coming in the second half of the year. And then next year, we've got a whole bunch of new content areas to tell you about. And don't forget the stuff that's already there, particularly like the MRAP-HD and the videos. We've got whole courses there, whole EKG courses and radiology courses and procedure stuff up the yin-yang. It's pretty incredible. You know, some of our procedure videos that Jess has been making with Dave is, 250,000 downloads. Incredible stuff. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we know we can't be everything to everybody, but we are going to try. We're going to try. We want to make this the best thing ever. I really believe that this is a kind of an industry-changing thing. I believe this is where CME needs to go, just where technology companies have gone in the last 5 years, where, you know, instead of nickel and diming you with seven different products you have to buy every year, let's just turn it into one, update it constantly, make it better all the time, so you, the user, can just go, I'm done, thank you. My name's Mel Herbert. The show is MRAP, and what you do, it really does matter, and we're just excited to be able to help. Herbert out. Talk to you soon.